Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled The Great Bait and Switch. One of the oldest tricks in the book is the bait and switch. We get lured into talking to a salesperson by responding to an amazing sounding deal, only to find out midstream that that particular product is no longer available, but something more expensive is. Satan used something like this on humanity. He lured Adam and Eve into disobeying God by telling them they would not die, despite God's warning to the contrary. Now that we have fallen victim to that lie, he continually uses the great switcheroo against us. Now the enemy of our souls uses the fear of death to enslave us and keep us from obeying the Creator. It would be like making a lot of money by doing one little thing for the mafia, only to find out later that there is no way out and the demands keep escalating. Is there any way out of this trap? Jesus came as a human being to set us free from this most basic of fears. So let me quote now from Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. That's from the New Living Translation. The only way for us to escape the enslaving power of the fear of death is to put our faith and allegiance in the only one who has actually conquered death. Anyone who can predict his own death and resurrection and pull it off is someone worth following. He is the most important person who ever lived. His name is Jesus, the Messiah, and he is the Lord of life. Revelation 1:8 says, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave. That's also from the New Living Translation. The Lord of life is also master over death and the grave. He taught us that those who put their faith and allegiance in him actually will never die. John 11, 25 and 26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That's from the English Standard Version. So Satan told us we would not die, which was a lie. Now he tells people that obeying God will cause us to die. Is that not how he deceived the Israelites into rebelling against God's command to conquer the promised land the first time around? Satan is still at his old game of telling us that God brings death, but he brings life. Despite the Bible's clear teaching that the wages of sin is death, people overwhelmingly fall for Satan's lie that sin does indeed bring fulfillment and life. Do you ever wonder why God has gone to such lengths to redeem people like us? I do. Jesus told his disciples that the truth will set us free, John 31 and 32. The truth is that Jesus and his teachings bring life. Faith in Jesus transfers us out of the kingdom of darkness, death, and slavery into the kingdom of light, life, and freedom. Let me read Colossians 1, 11 through 14. We also pray for you that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. That's from the New Living Translation. Nevertheless, many, if not most, still actively choose satanic tyranny over God's freedom. Why is this? Simply put, we prefer to believe a lie than the truth. We would rather run our own lives, even if it leads to bondage and death, rather than serve the Creator. The way out of this lunacy is to accept God's amazing offer called the gospel. God sent his Son to pay the penalty for our rebellion against God. Jesus died for us so our sins against God and other people might be forgiven, and we might be reconciled and restored to God the Father as his children. He died and rose again to liberate us from the tyranny of the devil and bring us into the glorious freedom of God's children. Romans 8:21. Isn't it time for you to make the switch? Stop following the father of lies and declare allegiance to the truth, our Lord Jesus, the Messiah King. Start truly living. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you're made right with God, and by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. New Living Translation. If this article has made an impact on you, perhaps you would like to pray with me now. Creator God, I am amazed at how patient you have been with your rebellious creatures. Forgive me for my part in all of this. I now realize that I have been trying to live independently from you. I believe that you raised your Son from the dead, and now I accept that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I receive the forgiveness he died to provide for me. Thank you for reconciling me to yourself and making me your child. Holy Spirit, come live your life in and through me. I devote my life to you now, my God. Use me as you see fit. Help me to boldly tell others about this glorious good news. Amen. If you pray this prayer in a minute, your life will never be the same. Now I encourage you to find a group of believers who can assist you on your discipleship journey. Get water baptized to make a public declaration of your allegiance to Christ. I encourage you to receive the baptism of the Spirit to empower you to be a bold witness. Share your faith with others, and grace and peace to you.